I'm Ellen, and you're listening to The Curvy Pod. My mission is to share conversations with entrepreneurial-spirited women and discuss how they break through barriers to live above the curve and create meaning in their life. Beverly Franklin and Gail Williams are certified bra fitters. They have been connected through their strong faith and interest in helping others for many years. They have experience and passion and are committed to the beauty, confidence, and comfort of all women. Their goal is to increase women's self-esteem, their confidence, and their perception of their own beauty. Beverly Franklin spent 30 years in corporate administrative services, working with many high-ranking professionals. Beverly has always believed that it was her job to help others look good, and today she's leveraging her extensive experience to support women in her community in a direct way. Gail Williams worked as an administrator providing support services for over 20 years and later worked in direct sales for 10 years. Gail has always had an entrepreneurial spirit and a heart for serving others. Beverly and Gail's own bra fitting experience inspired them to bring that to other women, and thus Measure to Fit LLC was formed. Measure to Fit's mission is to enlighten and empower women by knowing what the right fit feels like and how to achieve it. We're going to jump on in here. We've got Gail Williams, Beverly Franklin, and Kalia Scrine. They are the women from Measure to Fit. They have a store outside Poughkeepsie, and they are true entrepreneurs. So we're here interviewing them today at the Curve Expo Live.
Yes. Yay!
So do you recall when you had the spark of an idea that became a passion?
I do. And this is Gail. It came out of a personal need because I had been wearing the wrong bra forever. I went to a store to get a pocketbook. I saw a sign saying bra fitting by appointment. I called, made an appointment. Beverly and I went together to get fitted because we did everything together. It changed our life. I said to Beverly, we have to do this. We have to help women. And that was the spark.
Wow. Was there any fear that came along with making this happen?
Oh, much. Both of us worked at a major company in New York City. We commuted every day. And so we had no experience whatsoever to start a business, to be an entrepreneur, strictly desire to help women. So everything was fear.
It was scary to start because we didn't have any savings put away.
Like Gail said, we
just had a desire to do it. So the thought of it all was almost overwhelming. If we knew all that we should have known, we probably wouldn't have done it.
And what did the fear feel like, and what were ways you overcame that?
Just not knowing anything. We didn't know where to get products. We didn't know how to get them. Beverly said, you know, the finances were a big factor, or lack of finances, I should say, were a big factor.
We
had
just
a space.
One step at a time.
Yeah, we had a space. That's
so
what we had.
So you would say that you're taking baby steps, really just doing one thing at a time and finding partners, because that's the hard part. It's like you walk into an industry and you don't know anybody, and people need to give you a chance, right?
That's the ironic part
is that you go in and you want experience, but you can't get anywhere because you don't have
Because you don't have experience.
That's exactly right.
Another thing I think is interesting is you said, had you known all you know now, maybe you wouldn't have done it. But the point is, look at where you came from, kind of doing it blindly. Think it. So that's kind of a good advice for anyone starting a business. Maybe in ways it's good to be just do it
just
and see what happens.
Just do it.
And do it.
Yeah.
So you don't regret it.
Not at all.
I always tell the story, excuse me, Beverly, that we were riding down the street one day, and I said to Beverly, I said, so how are we going to do this? Are we going to get all our ducks in a row and open, or are we just going to set a date and go for it? And I knew the answer when I asked the question, and we said we're just going to set a date and go for it, and that's what we did.
Deadlines are really helpful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
You can't get to perfect. You just have to do it.
Yeah, our ducks still would be somewhere wandering around out there.
So what are some of the techniques you use to get through a tough day?
We start every day praying.
Yes, we
literally.
Have to.
We come together every day, and we start the day in prayer. That's what we do.
Yep.
And we do it as needed.
Yep. So as things get tough, we just kind of rely on God to work it all out, because really, this is His business. I don't think we would have done it otherwise.
Just curious, are there some days where you feel like you, every hour you're kind of going in the back room and taking a moment and
Especially when we have those challenging clients. We do have to go in the back room and sometimes almost want to scream. But you come out, you smile, and you keep moving.
But for the most part, we have really great, great clients.
Yeah, we're very
and
fortunate.
And they make us feel very blessed to do what we do, because we know we make a difference in their lives. We really do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's a bit of surrendering and trust in the process.
Absolutely,
because they are doing something that is very intimate with a perfect stranger. We realize that, so we really try to make sure that they feel comfortable before we get them to the dressing room.
Yeah, and that's a big step because, you know, we've talked with other people and sometimes they say that, you know, even their husbands don't see them in that vulnerable position, that you guys are the ones that are there
talking to them. Clients have said that, you know, their husbands don't see them because they make sure the lights are out when they get undressed because they just don't feel good about themselves. And we really encourage them to really feel good about the body that they have.
What are ways to make you feel good about the skin you're in? What do you think?
I think it's a sense of acceptance because everybody's different. Nobody's perfect. There is no perfect body. So really acceptance is a big piece of it.
I really agree.
This is what it is. I mean, I know that happened for me when I was younger and was so self-conscious about myself. And at one point, one of the things that helped me get through it was wearing matching bras and panties. When I looked in the mirror, I saw the matching looking pretty more so than the lumps, bumps, and rolls that I hated. Then after a while, it just kind of got to a point where mentally I said, it is what it is. Since I'm not going to do all those things that I need to do, I love food, I hate exercise, I'm just going with
this. Don't be pretty in your underwear, right?
and that's what we tell women. Go with what you've got.
Yeah.
You can make that look beautiful.
What would you say success means to you?
Well, originally we said a paycheck. Consistent paycheck, for sure. Absolutely. Because having a business, being owners is a big responsibility. And so the fact that we're really last on the list, if we're able to be taken care of, to us, that's a big success. I mean, we have grown our business from this little thing that was in the basement of my condo to a storefront that is huge. I mean, there's people that know about us from all over the country, which is amazing. And to us, that's success. We have clients who make appointments for their friends and relatives who are coming in town to visit because they want them to have that measure-to-fit experience. And so we're really grateful for that. We get referrals from local stores, which is amazing. It's unbelievable that we've become that successful, that people trust us to that degree.
Can you describe a perfect day in 3 words? Anything. Doesn't have to be work-related, or it can be.
What would you say that would be, Kalia?
Perfect day. Sleep.
One word. What about you?
I would say, wouldn't be one word though, a smile on our client's face.
Okay.
Him going out with, as she always say, green bag and purple paper.
Yeah.
Because we know they walked out with success.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
For me, I would say accomplishment. Because if I'm able to find what that woman needs, that's an accomplishment for me. And that makes me feel so great. Even a woman who has not been used to something pretty or someone who's not used to being even, because, you know, we have one that's larger than the other, being able to fit that for her and make her feel that good is a sense of accomplishment for me.
Great.
And that makes me feel good.
That's great.
Do you each have a current favorite indulgence?
Well, I don't know if it's current. It's always been there. Chocolate.
I just love food, period.
I love wine. Red wine.
Red wine. Chocolate, food, and wine. I can hang out with you guys.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
And sleep, right?
That's sleep.
After that, you're going to pass out.
And do it again.
That's a great day to be, right?
Repeat.
Rinse and repeat.
Repeat.
And hydrate somewhere.
What advice would you give your younger self?
Don't take life so seriously. That's what I would tell
you.
That is
a good answer. That's the advice I give couples that are newly married. Don't take life and each other so seriously. So I would agree with that.
Definitely.
Just find ways to keep it light.
Absolutely. Because otherwise you miss so much in trying to be so rigid and doing so much as life goes on. You miss having fun in life. And we've only got this life to live that we know of. So it needs to be full-rounded. And if you're too serious, you just miss too much.
Yeah, I always think that when you're having a moment or you're upset about something, are you going to remember this tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, this moment in
this
time?
Moment. Right.
And why should you give it any more attention than you would give it in the future?
That's true.
I would tell myself 10 years ago, just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
There you go.
Not that goes back to what we said in the beginning. Is
yes.
Almost just don't overthink it. Just see what happens.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just find a way. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, we don't take it too seriously. We talk about it honestly. For
sure.
I'm going to get that on a t-shirt.
That's good.
That's right.
Okay, so what about, do any of you, each one of you, have a favorite quote, song, or book, or something that inspires you right now?
I would say, it's okay not to be okay.
It's okay not to be okay. That's great.
Love on the Line.
Love on the Line. Who sings that?
Hillsong. Favorite.
I don't know. I really don't. I love everything. So many things. So it's hard for me to pick a favorite. Yeah.
Of a quote, a
song, yeah.
You love everything.
Yeah, I love everything.
This is my favorite little section. It's a rapid fire question thing at the end.
Right, right.
Okay, ready? Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Paper or plastic?
Plastic.
Paper.
Money or free time?
Free time.
Free time.
Money.
Nature or nurture?
Ooh, nature.
Nurture.
Nature.
Meat or veggies?
Meat.
Veggies.
Meat. I'm a carnivore.
I'm a carnivore, okay. Coffee or wine?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Wine.
Wine, I know, that's what I'm saying too.
I know that's your
answer. Okay, rich and bored or employed and tired?
I'm already one.
So maybe we'll try the other?
Yeah, let's go rich and bored.
Rich and bored doesn't go together. There's no way I'm going to be bored if I'm rich. So I don't know. Yeah.
I'm going to be employed and tired.
No, we don't. Okay, when do you feel the most energy? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening.
Morning.
Evening.
And do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. That's a wrap.
That's
I think you can catch your train, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was good.
Thank you for joining us live at the Curve
so
Expo
much.
2020.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Excellent.
Thank you for listening to the Curvy Pod. Let's continue living above the curve.